Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Here I am looking at a full-page picture of damage and destruction delivered by deadly tornadoes. Hog barns, grain elevators, family homes, churches, everything destroyed. Kentucky was hit the worst, but a number of other states were not spared. Our support and prayers must reach out to the suffering families. And now to focus on some issues of the day. Before you know it, we will be planting next year's crop. As we approach planting season, the EPA is considering denying farmer use of a number of herbicides that we have been using for years to kill weeds in our fields. If EPA shuts the door now, I think we could be very difficult for us to find the needed weed killers in time for planting. Now, here's some good news. EPA announced the 2022 renewable fuel volume obligation of 20.77 billion gallons to be blended into our fuel. That'll be good for our atmosphere because it burns cleaner, and that will also be good for our corn farmers. In recent years, EPA has been giving small refineries an exemption to avoid blending in the ethanol, but not this year, and we are cheering. We still need one more EPA action. They should authorize year-round E15. And now I want to compliment the Biden administration with the national labor shortage. We broke the record for more H-2A farm workers coming to the United States this year than ever before. And we needed the help. All right, let's talk trade now. First, we have a free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, NAFTA. And those countries are two of our biggest trading partners. And our biggest ag trading country is China. And President Trump's Phase One deal with China has delivered big time for our ag industry. Recently, our negotiators hammered out a new trade deal with the European Union. Now, we can keep the agreements in place. They can be a solid foundation for marketing. But we still have a lot to do. President Trump began talking trade with the UK, but President Biden has done nothing. And now the United Kingdom is negotiating with Canada on trade, and we're left behind. I turn to Asia. We are part of a big trading agreement with a large number of nations in Asia, but President Trump pulled us out of that deal. Now, I don't know if we can get back in or not. Why do farmers focus on trade? Because 25 or 30% of our production is bought by other countries. Until next week, I'm John Block from Washington.